Hey baby, you sleepy? Ready for bed? Remember how we had that fight and you thought you wouldn't go punished for it? Well, I got myself some new toys. I'm sure you don't mind if I help myself out. I don't need you after all. It's just like you said, huh? That you don't need me, so I guess it goes both ways. That could change, of course, if you're willing to apologize to me and confess that I'm right. No? Well, I guess that's that then. Don't mind me if I ramble out loud. The lights are out, so it's not like you're going to see anything. Good night, hotcakes. See you in the morning. Mwah. I never know how to start these, but... Okay, so I have three toys with me. First is the plug. The next is my dildo, or not, should I say. And last but not least is the vibrator. And my instructions are to have fun. So, if you hear any background rustling, it's probably like me tussling around in bed right now. It's not the easiest thing to record, because I need a new stand, but don't worry, we're working on it anyway. So, I'm just going to talk through the process. You are more than welcome to listen to me. I might explain my speed when we get into it, if I don't forget, but basically this is me being as stuffed as possible. I'm just going to start with rubbing my pussy and we'll slowly get into it, okay? So, it's different for everyone, but basically the more stuffed and stretched I feel, the better the orgasm. It's just things get very, very tight in the moment when I have anything inside, but when I use both holes at the same time, then that's where things start to get tricky. And I should be patient when those moments happen. But then, really, that's when the horny normally takes over. I feel like I can just take everything possible. I'm sorry, okay. So I'm just lightly teasing over my pussy to warm me up. Although, if I confess, I warmed up slightly before, but just giving attention over my really sensitive spot, rubbing over it slowly, and I think the first thing that you should do is probably the butt plug, so, it's just a small metallic one. It's purple. There's a little purple jewel if you're into that kind of thing and want to imagine me spreading my cheeks to try and fit it in. I'm sorry, I'm so embarrassed. So, if you're doing this stuff, I cannot recommend Loop enough. Got my little, not sponsored by Bad Dragon. They have clear Loop and they have cum Loop, but I just pretend that the clear lube is pre-cum because I really like pre-cum and I won't shut up about it. So, I have a towel under me so I can make a mess, like as much mess as I want, because it's different for guys and girls, but I'm just putting on the lube on the butt plug first. Just take my hand and literally put it all on. Then, once the plug is completely covered, I take the extra loop and basically rub it, or place it, put it all over my butthole. And because you have to make sure it's all up, or else you're in trouble. So I'm just pressing my fingers against my hole now and getting it all nice and looped up and pressing ever so slightly inside. Thankfully, it's quite a small butt plug. The bigger ones take much longer to get up to. But I think I could probably fit it now, so I'm just gonna insert it slowly, okay? I actually quite like it. I can't see it. I quite like or enjoy anal stimulation, so this is probably one of my favorite parts. Just gotta apply a lot of pressure, so sometimes it doesn't want to go in, even if I want it to go in. Because I gotta be careful. Because if I do it too much pressure, then it can kind of hurt when it goes in. It always makes such an embarrassing noise when it goes in. But I just need like a few seconds to readjust, and then that is my butthole filled, thankfully. Normally it just feels like a lot of pressure down there, but as I was kind of saying before, more pressure equals more pleasure for me. So I'm just kind of teasing it and playing with it, pushing the plug in just a little bit. And then next, we're gonna do a little bit of vibrator against my pussy, because it is very tight at the moment if I would want to put anything inside my pussy, so we need to warm up. It's important to warm up. So I'm hoping it's not gonna be too loud, but like the microphone's near my head. Versus the vibrator that's gonna be down on my crotch. So hopefully it's not too loud, but yeah, I'm just gonna turn it on. Ready? Always like super hard at the start to like deal with, but you get used to it after a few seconds. And don't worry, it won't come yet. I'll wait until I'm fully stuffed. So I'm just teasing the mound of my pussy. And slightly closer and closer. I can feel myself getting wetter because of the tension. It really doesn't take much for me. Is definitely making this better. It's been a while. Okay. I think we should try the knot now before I end up cutting. coming too early. So, same as before, I use lots of lube. But, I could probably describe what I'm doing to the toy for you, so I cover it from the tip to the base with lube, and then take my hand and gently start over the tip and work my way down the shaft, and then I go over the knot as well. I'm not expecting to fit it because that would be incredibly tight. I really struggle to fit the knot in general, so to do it with a butt plug is just asking for trouble. It's pretty intense for my POV right now, just because it's playing with something that's about to fill me up. I make sure it is covered, and then with the extra lube, I rub it over the entrance of my pussy. Just to make sure it's all lubed up and I'm ready to go. And then I'll take the toy and put the tip right at my entrance. And then I'll just slowly take the full shaft. That's tight. It's definitely tight with the plug. I don't know why, but for some reason when you first take the full length, it feels amazing. I don't know if it's from the tightness and just squeezing down on everything, but I'm gonna start thrusting it in and out, okay? Just to get me started, and then I'll also add the vibrator on top. Fuck, I've missed this. Honestly, my POV looking down and taking it out almost all the way and seeing the shaft just go back right inside again. Look at the vibrator in a minute. Just feels really, really nice. So, when I do decide to use the vibrator, I don't know how long I'm gonna last because I'm fucking stuffed. And this feels great. And the tightness and the stretching. Oh, fuck it, I need to use a vibrator. Seriously, I don't know how long I'm gonna last, but let's fucking go. Okay, so let's press against me. I'm pushing not light and out. No, fuck. I really don't want to come too fast. It's really fucking embarrassing, but fuck. I don't know why, but it feels better the wider my legs are spread. Every time I thrust in and out, like as wide as my legs can go. came soon. Thank you for enjoying yourself with me.